from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And yesterday the team called up Griffin Conine from AAA. Joe, we'll send it back to you.
Hey, that's a great story for the Conine family. Jeff Conine's son, to who's, I think he hit a lot of home runs in the minor league here this year, that gets a chance to come up. And by the way, that's what they're doing. If you've watched it all, football heads, but if you've just taken a second to look, boy, it looks like a completely different roster of players that are playing right now with that team. My God, this guy came up. This guy was in the trade. He was in AAA, but now he's on the big team. They're giving a lot of players a chance to see what they can do right now, and see if they could be on the big roster. So if you've been watching, you won't recognize most of the pitching staff, and definitely won't recognize, if you're just joining, you've been away for a few weeks, there is a lot of new players playing everyday baseball right now for the Marlins, for sure. Hey, we got a lot of football, though, man. Came out with a lot of football. 53-man cutdown tomorrow, 4 o'clock. Got to be at that number or under, and then you start filling it in. I don't know for sure if Mike White is gone completely or if he's coming back. I don't know. It's hard for me to imagine that the Dolphins, when it's finally said and they have their practice squad guys and their 53-man roster, that they don't have a third quarterback. It would be shocking, actually, that they don't have somebody. That system's not easy to learn, and I got to believe that they're going to want somebody that knows the system or can learn it quickly to come in, but there's no way there's going to be just two guys in this organization that can play quarterback. My God. They should know more than anybody, since Skyler had to play a bunch of football here just a couple years ago in his rookie year. Had to play a ton, including he was your starter against the Buffalo Bills in a playoff game. So you don't want that. Of course, the other story is Canes and Gators this Saturday, 3:30, and we'll see what happens. Of course, over the weekend, Florida State loses to Georgia Tech, 24-21, and Georgia Tech, the surprise for me was the way they ran the football 36 times for 190 yards. That Georgia Tech offensive line, they apparently didn't care what everybody was saying about the talent of that Florida State D-line, because they just did not see that one coming, the way they played overall. And team does look different. Florida State lost a lot of guys, and just to think that they're just going to – and they did tie it up, by the way. Did tie it up with, what, about 6 minutes left? Seemed like they're about 6 minutes when they finally tied up, going for it on fourth down and third and long and being able to complete passes. And you're going, wow, all right, Florida State did this a lot. They know how to come back and win, but Georgia Tech never let them get the ball back. Ran that clock down, and even after a stupid mistake of a fumble, they came back and got enough yards to make it a 44-yard field goal to win it with no time left. And there you have it, man. First game of the season for college football. An ACC matchup with Georgia Tech. Florida State ends up being a hell of a game. And I didn't think it was going to be a hell of a game. I thought Florida State would have a double-digit lead going into that fourth quarter. And boy, was I wrong.
You and Vegas both.
What was it? 10.5 points.
10.5.
Mm. Damn.
Did you know that every underdog, by the way, covered their spreads over the weekend? There were four games, they said, and they all covered by like at least a touchdown.
Oh, I didn't know that.
College football betting is tricky, man. We usually stay away, far away from the college football stuff.
Well,
save it for the Sundays.
We got.
You just never know, right? Like these college games are so unpredictable.
Well,
especially week one, where it's like
hasn't
you really
the transfer
have no
portal,
idea with these teams.
Doesn't the transfer portal kind of
the great equalizer
change things?
Yeah, it does.
Or by the way, just a bunch of guys coming back and playing. Same group comes back, but. And I was thinking the Canes Gators kick everything off, and no, it's Clemson and Georgia. They get, what is it, 12 o'clock start or something?
Yeah, well, look, you assume Georgia's going to be really, really good, right? Clemson is kind of on a downswing.
Well, everybody thinks Florida State and Clemson, they were picked to finish 1-2 in the ACC, and Clemson opens with Georgia.
So voters didn't know what they were doing. I had a vote. I picked Miami.
Yeah, but you're...
Somebody, by the way, remember, one person gave Georgia Tech a first-place vote? Smart. Knew what he was doing.
Okay.
I mean, can't tell me that Georgia Tech doesn't look like a contender in the ACC after that game. I mean, I don't know.
They look pretty good.
I knew what he was doing.
By the way, that quarterback looks pretty damn good.
Look, these games are tough. It's tough to pick, man. Like the Gator, you know, Miami Gator game, it's like... You think Miami's got the better team, right? Got the advantage at quarterback. Got a great running back. The defense is loaded. Like, you would think Miami should win this game comfortably, right?
Not comfortably, but they should win it.
You know, by a touchdown, 10 points, something like that.
I think Florida's got a... I know what... I know all the numbers and what Vegas says and how many games they're going
to
win.
They got the Gators picked to win, what, four or five games, something like that?
It's just hard to imagine they're only going to win that amount. And I saw their schedule, so you don't have to read it again, but it's really hard to imagine the Gator team. And that guy changed everything this offseason. My God, he did a lot. He made a lot of changes. He understands this could be it for him. The Bull Gator family is not happy. Not happy. So he's on a hot seat, and can you imagine they lose to Miami? That thing will get worse. And at the same time, Marl needs to go on the road and get a win too. He needs it. They need it, confidence-wise.
They've done everything possible at the University of Miami.
There's nothing else. You're exactly right.
This is it, man. They've done everything they can possibly do. They got their quarterback, right? That was the big missing piece.
Check.
You got your quarterback. You got elite coaches on damn near every position on the field, right?
You and Al.
I mean, I just don't know what else you can do.
Money is not an issue for the university, for coaches' salaries, not an issue for players on the NIL. They now have the ability to go out and act like one of the big programs with what they have done, the facilities, the upgrade that's in the thing. Let me tell you something, man. They got to decide on what they're going to do with the president of the university. And I got to tell you, for all the complaining that we've done through the years that the head of the university doesn't care about sports, that is no longer the case. He cares about the health system. He cares about the academics. But he equally cares about sports. And sports are really important. Really important, the image of the school and everything else that's put Miami on the map, University of Miami on the map. And you got a guy, for those that say, you know, in political ads that this person killed sports, we're going to be talking about Smoking Joe for a long time. And if that university, the academic people, don't get behind this guy, you are really, really stupid, because he cares about your academics. He cares about all of it. The health system, the UM health system is it can't get any better than you get it with this guy. This guy even goes to practice. He goes to events for everything, men and women. Putting the money in, whatever it takes. All right, we're going to get this facility. All right, what do you need for this, that? you wouldn't recognize it if you were to go down there. And now you just got to win games because this team, Mario had the ability to do it. You know, Mario still got to go out and do it, and he did. Because there's a lot of other people in the same game right now, the same kind of money and everything. I'm not saying they're selling Miami, place that a lot of players like, and you know, but you still got to have a program behind it that you know you have a chance to win. And that's with what Mario did last year, what their program did to be able to get what they have. It's
you can see it, by the way. You said it doesn't look the same. Like, you can, when you see the players, it looks different, right? I mean, these guys are bigger, stronger, faster. Like, they really are. I mean, you just see that at practice. You get to walk around. I know that they haven't had a lot of open stuff to everyone, but when people see the team for the first time, like, I think people are going to be impressed with the way it looks.
Yeah, so they've...
You're right about Joe, by the way. He wears that suit out to practice. That's impressive, man.
But the fact
it's
is...
hot out there.
The guy, before he starts his day, those early morning practices, he get up in that suit. Yeah. We're having meetings with the health system and meeting with doctors. And by the way, that job, and then going over... I mean, this guy, for a guy that, you know, I thought might retire, has come back to his school, and has made it, in my opinion, so much better than all these top... Woody, before you got here, the topics I did, program doesn't care about football, program, they don't care, the school doesn't care, they only care about this, they don't care about sports, they might... All the whining.
But that might have been accurate, though, right? I mean, it didn't feel that way for a while.
Well, now it's changed.
Joe got his hands on it, really, really didn't feel that way. But, and by the way, they're not even done, Joe. They got that new building coming up, that football operations building.
Hey, man,
have made the commitment, yeah. And now it's just time to win on the field.
Just
that's the last part of the puzzle, right? That's it.
And goal one, seriously, is to get in this 12-team playoff. And I know everybody's trying to figure out wins and, you know, to get to 10 wins and all that, but man, you got a great chance. You got a great chance, and if this thing doesn't work, it's not going to be because of facilities and money, and it won't have anything to do with that. Not at all. We got to go to break. We'll be right back after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Woody, thank you. And got a lot of great stuff, man, going on. All the football over the weekend. Had a lot of great high school football down here, actually. It just didn't go well. Gosh darn it. The only team to win, actually, it was a day team playing a Broward team, was the Northwestern Bulls, man, coming through. Teddy Bridgewater really has done a nice job here. Early on, he got a tough schedule early on, though. And Teddy's team beats Coconut Creek up. Wow, 45-0. But a lot of close losses. That's the good news. Not a lot of our teams were blown out by some of the best teams from other states. But not to stop. I'll tell you what, one of the most disappointing ones is Miami Central. Losing to Lakeland 16-8, just a real at Trask Powell too. They don't lose very often at home. That was a little disappointing to see that one. And St. Thomas had a 21-10 lead against Gorman. It was looking good. And you're going, wow, could they do it? And Gorman comes all the way back 29-21, playing, doing what championship team. And there were a lot of close games. Chaminade had a chance. Western was in good shape to beat Hoover. Just couldn't put it away, man. So end up with just one win was Northwestern. So that was a tough one for sure. Tough weekend for our top high school football teams that we thought, nationally ranked, and a lot of them lost to nationally ranked teams. So going to have to get on a run here and see, but a lot of those teams going to be playing each other. Chaminade, American Heritage, Plantation, St. Thomas Aquinas. There are going to be some tough games in that group, beating each other up. Western's going to play them as well. Western's got a nice team. So everybody thinks this is the best team Western's ever had. Like the talent he has right now, this is the best team Western going way back, maybe, but this is a talented team. We're able to get a lot of really, really good players in here. So, hey, the other thing that we were just talking about, too, with the importance of the right guy coming in here and running this thing, if you're going to continue to have a chance. And listen, man, Joe Echevarria is really good. He cares about all three parts of this university and knows what he's doing, man. His background is of leadership in a big company, and came back down here and he went to school here, number one, but cares. And hopefully they give him this job full time. He's interim right now, and hopefully if you care, especially, won't have to worry about anybody accusing this guy of not caring about sports with what the time he spends there and everything else. And listen, you got to divide your team up. The health part of this is huge. It's a big part, billions and billions of dollars. The University of Miami and its academic standards is also important. Don't get me wrong. They're all important. And then, of course, the third part is the sports, starting with football and then basketball. And then everything else, nothing against baseball. Baseball would be nice to see that thing get turned around too at some point and start playing better and look like the old UM. We got a little spoiled around here, didn't we, with the baseball and the football and that nice long run that everybody was on, and we just thought it was normal. We go to the old Orange Bowl, and we just thought that was all kind of normal. Hell, I thought it was normal. Playing the next day there. Go to had time after get up in the morning, have a little morning workout, and then run down there and watch Canes play football, and they'd win again. And then you'd leave and head back to the hotel and get ready for meetings, and then you'd play there the next day. We had a good time of college and pro football at the old OB, man. Sure like to get them back this year.
I got to show you this picture. Someone sent us an awesome picture of you and Marino at the Orange Bowl.
When?
I don't know the date on this, Joe. I mean, this is a really cool photo. I'll show it to you during the break. Someone sent this to us on Twitter. It's really
okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Looks like it was like enhanced or whatever. You know, like they made it into like a clearer picture. Because I know you guys probably didn't have great cameras back in those days.
Was it black and white?
No, it's in colorful color. It just looks cool, man. The Orange Bowl is a cool place.
A lot of great history right down the Do we just say great history at the old Orange Bowl, or do we just say? I mean, there. It had some of the greatest history of everything in its day. Major concerts. A lot of sporting events, a lot of boxing matches were there.
I mean, look, we're not the first city to tear down a famous stadium.
I know, but they didn't exactly put up another stadium in its place, which would have been kind of cool. They put up
a
ballpark. that right now is doing the same thing they've done most of the time, a development program.
Could be worse. You could be the White Sox.
No, you're right. Would they get to 100 losses yesterday?
That's, yeah. They're making history left and right over there.
Damn, that's a tough, tough way to go. At least
the Marlins aren't making that kind of history.
No,
they're bad. They're just like normal.
Hey, listen, man, they play hard.
They're not historically bad.
They obviously have some guys that, you know, these young guys have had their good days and their bad days that they're calling up, and so you're getting mixed, but they play hard. It's not that, and, you know, it's a great opportunity. If I was in somebody's minor league system, I would love to know that, and you're in a team that spends a lot of money on free agency and stuff, I probably want to get traded to the Marlins where you can get some playing time right away and play on the big league team. Don't blame any of those guys. And Marlins, of course, have to find out here in the next year or two from all the moves they made this year through trades, how many of these guys can play. Some of them have been in double and triple A for a little bit. And I love the Conine story. It's great for him getting a chance to finally come up to the big leagues. He's been waiting for that. I can't even imagine the Conine family. Jeff and his wife must be really, really excited about that finally happening for a team that he played for. That's a pretty, pretty cool story that's going on. By the way, you won't recognize a team for some reason if you just kind of gave up on it or stuff. You look now or look at a box score and you're going, who are those guys, man? Where did they come and how long they been up and everything else? We also have this thing going on with the Miami Dolphins tomorrow. Cut down date. Got to be to 53 by 4 o'clock tomorrow. And as everybody's making their cuts, we'll see if a team either tries to make a trade or just pick some guys up. But I feel there could be two or three new faces added to this 53-man roster. I think a lot of people are going to think that. And a lot of it because of the injury bug or some young guys that you were hoping would play better didn't, and you need to get some experienced guys. I'm not so sure the O-line and the D-line and the wide receiver room don't add a guy. Wide receiver room because of injuries to everybody, and I guess a lot of that goes back to Eric Ezekama, and can he play through whatever he has right now? You know, basically, what are we talking, less than 2 weeks now before the opener? And then Malik Washington and Braxton Berrios are your only healthy guys outside of Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. That's never thought that, man. Went from a position you felt really good about, and then all of a sudden you've got Odell Beckham out. You've got River Craycraft out, who's having a great camp before a shoulder injury. And Eric Ezekama comes back, and we're going, wow, he looks like a different guy. And boy, what a tease for the team. But, you know, part of this job for the Dolphins, part of it is, listen, you can look great, but they got to know they can count on you to be somewhat durable. Like, you can't just – the Cam Smith and Ezekama thing, hey, they may keep them around because they're young guys and stuff, but constantly being hurt, and the hamstring and this and that, and I don't know what they're going through, you know, mentally and all the other things that, but boy, you need some of these guys to be somewhat durable at some point. I'm not blaming anybody. Nobody gets hurt on, you know, on purpose. Boy, and the other part of this is, it's just, it does get frustrating. Aaron Brewer, is he coming back? Benito Jones, is he been back? I mean, some of these guys been out 2, 3, 4 weeks of camp. Or Odell, the whole camp. He's been out since they signed him, basically. Maybe the team knew, man. Maybe we're the dumbass. Oh, no, we knew. And, you know, we were. Nah, they had to think he was going to be back by now. Had to think that was very, very frustrating, man. For me, maybe not for you. Maybe Woody keeps saying, oh, Joe, you were, you know, hey, we knew it. Stands out there looks like $1 million. Just want to see him run full speed. That's all we want to see. Just somebody's full speed. By the way, do we have somebody we trust between Calais Campbell and Zach Sealer? Do we have somebody at nose tackle that we trust? I don't know if I trust Benito Jones. He's been out forever. I don't know if I trust him. Maybe he comes back and everything's great. Holds up. But you got to have depth at that too. You got to have some run stoppers. You got to have some guys that can help with the run. It was so good. The run defense was so good last year. You know, under 4 yards per carry against them in the threes, one of the best we've had in a long, long time. Love to see that again, man. Love to see that again. So, a lot of stuff, man. A lot of stuff. Going to be a great week. Find out with the 53. We'll know a lot more probably tomorrow. We'll see more guys on that list. We'll see guys that you know getting cut around the league. And also, Canes and Gators this Saturday. We'll see what's going on there. Looking forward to that one, by the way. That's going to be fun, man. Find out. Gators need it. Canes need this win, too. See how clean they are, how they look for a first game out on the road. It's going to be loud. Offensively, how do they play? Do they look sloppy? You know, because nobody's going to want to hear about the crowd noise, man. Don't want to hear about that. Anyway, we'll talk to Mario Cristobal next about all of that stuff, including how the team looks right now, learning how to win close games, and going up to Gainesville where it's going to be 90,000 loud, crazy Gator fans. That's coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.